Today we're going to talk about Tefillas HaDerech. The Gemara Maseches Brachos in Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis tells us about the Chiv of Tefillas HaDerech. The Gemara says that Kala Yotzei L'Derech Tzarech L'Spalel Tefillas HaDerech. And then the Gemara asks, what's the Nusach of the Tefillah? And it gives us a whole Nusach. The Gemara then goes on to say that Emas Matzli, when do you daven Tefillas HaDerech? Mishal Shemahalich B'Derech. From the moment you go out. Ad Kama, until when? Ad parsa, until a parsa. We'll see what all that means. Hechi matzila, what position should you be when you were davening tefillas haderech? Rav Chista amar mu'umad, Rav Sheshes amar filu mahalich. Whether it be standing still, machlokas, whether you have to do it standing still, or even while you're moving, while you're walking, you're allowed to say tefillas haderech. Further machlokas in the Gemara, whether it has to be standing up, or it could even be sitting down. Meaning omed sometimes means standing still as opposed to moving, sometimes it means standing up as opposed to sitting. Both of those are machlokasim in the Gemara. Do you need to be standing still, and do you need to be standing up? So let's start with the last thing. Can it be said on the move? So the Tosos Maseches Brachos quotes that it's machlokas, whether you have to stop in order to say it, but the Shulchan Aruch paskins that it's certainly best to stand up and to stand still, but if you can't get off the animal, or it's a tircha to get off the animal that you're riding, or whatever it is that you're riding, it's a tircha to get off. Well, the plane is obviously not something that you're going to get off, but if lechadchila, it should be said standing up. If it's a tircha to say it's standing up, either for you or for others, then you can say it's sitting down. So let's say you're in the inside seat on a plane, and you would have to inconvenience three other people in order to say your tefillas haderech, so then you should not say, you should not go through that tircha for other people. You could say it sitting down in your seat. Usually we're going to get to when you say it, but on the plane anyway, you're going to end up having to say it sitting down, because the moment that most poskim assume you're supposed to say it on the plane is when the plane is on the runway, not just moseying around on the runway, but when it starts really moving right before takeoff. That's the appropriate time for Tefillas HaDerech. That's when your trip is beginning, and at that point you cannot stand up, you can't even unfasten your seatbelt, so anyway you're going to say it sitting down on an airplane. However, like if you're in a car ride or something, so many of the poskim say, certainly if you're driving, you should stop. You should stop the car in order to be able to say Tefillas HaDerech. You shouldn't say it as you're traveling. Rav Sturmbach even goes so far as to say that even when he wasn't driving, Rav Sturmbach in Tshuvas V'Hanhagos Chel Gimel Simen Ayin Vav says that even when he had a driver driving him or a taxi, he would ask the taxi to stop. He would get out of the taxi, stand up, and say it. Just for a few moments, and he said that he's heard from many people that it's a great skula to do that. That will save you, will protect you from all the chayos ra'os. And he writes in parentheses in the tshuva the chayos ra'os, and by that I mean Israeli cab drivers that are on the road. So he says it's a wonderful skula to be makvid about something like that. But Meikar Adin, certainly Aruch HaShulchan says, really depends on the mode of travel. Meaning if you're on a train, so it's easy to stand for Tefillas HaDerech. You're not going to stop the train, right? So you stand up and you say Tefillas HaDerech, standing up on the train. But again, you have to figure out what's a tircha, what's not a tircha. L'chadchila is certainly to be saying it's standing up and not moving, or not while operating a moving vehicle at the very least. In terms of airplane travel, so the pashup shot is, of course, you say Tefillas HaDerech when you take a plane anywhere, right? That's a significant trip. And that's what required Tefillas HaDerech. However, Rav Shechter writes in Nefesh HaRav, that Rav Soloveitchik, when he used to commute back and forth from Boston to New York, so in the early years when he was doing it at first, so it was still a big deal for him to take a plane, he would say Tefillas HaDerech. But as he got more and more used to it, and it became something that he would just always do, so he wouldn't say Tefillas HaDerech anymore. Meaning, apparently, Rav Soloveitchik held that whether or not you say Tefillas HaDerech on any given trip depends on how big a deal you think that trip is. Meaning sometimes in Eretz Yisrael, to go from one town to another, even though it's only an hour drive, is like a very big deal, because the whole country is so small, so an hour drive is a very big deal. So to go from Keren Biavne to Yerushalayim is a big deal, requires Tefillas HaDerech. But in America, to go from here to Teaneck, well, we usually don't say Tefillas HaDerech. We don't view that as like a big deal. We do that all the time. It's not like a cross-country trip to go from here to Teaneck. So Rav Soloveitchik held that it really depends on how you view the trip. The problem with that is that's ill-defined, and that it could be defined differently for different people. Meaning Rav Soloveitchik would be taking a trip, let's say if his wife went with him one time to New York. So she doesn't go every single week back and forth. So for her, it would have been right. It would have been a big deal. So she's going to be mechuyev tzil zerach and he not. So it's a little bit strange, a little bit difficult to understand. The third shita is an interesting one. In the Sefer Ishim Bashitos, Rav Zevin quotes from the Ragachavar. Rav Zevin tried, Ishim Bashitos is intellectual biographies of great Gedolim over the past couple hundred years. It's one of the most underrated Sfarim out there. It's awesome. Rav Zevin just tries to give you the style of learning of different, you know, the Nitziv and Reb Chaim, and he has like 100 pages on the Ragachavar because he was a Talmud of the Ragachavar. So he has twice as much on the Ragachavar as he has on anybody else, and it's very fascinating. He tells you that the Ragachavar was, we only have 10 minutes here, but he tells you the Ragachavar was a great speaker. He's a horrible writer. Whenever you read anything from the Ragachavar, it doesn't make any sense. You can't make any sense of it. But he said the table could understand if he was giving a shiur. When he spoke, he was as clear and eloquent as you could possibly imagine, which you never would have guessed if you would read his tshuvas. But anyway, he tries to say how the Ragachavar's bekius was so phenomenal, not just in that he knew everything, but that how he applied things immediately. Just without thinking for even a second, he immediately applied a Gemara that you never in a million years would have thought to apply. And he said, as one of the examples, he said, someone asked the Ragachavar, do you say Tefillah Sederach on air travel? And the Ragachavar immediately, without blinking an eye, says, no, of course not. It's enough in a Gemara, Chulin Kof Lamed Tesfon Beis. Because Gemara in Chulin Kof Lamed Tesfon Beis talks about the mitzvah Shiluach HaKan. And the Pasuk, when it describes Shiluach HaKan, describes that when you see a Kan Baderech, then you have to do the mitzvah Shiluach HaKan. The Gemara says, what if you see a Kan Bashamayim? Do you have to do Shiluach HaKan? So the Gemara says, no, because that is only called by the Pasuk as a Derech Nesher. It's the Derech of a bird, but it's not a Stam Derech. So it's not defined as a Derech Stam, it's only defined as a Derech Nesher, and therefore there's no Shiluach HaKan. So says the Ragachavar, oh! So you see that Shamayim is not called a Derech. Then when you're traveling in the air, you see the Gemara says Beferi, it's not called a derech. So you're not going to say Tefillah Sederach. Tefillah Sederach is only a din in derech. It's not a din in any other type of path you may travel that is not halachically qualified as a derech. Rav Avadya writes in the Tshuva in Yechav Adas that he's not sure if the Ragachavar was serious when he said this. He thought the Ragachavar might have been just showing off. Meaning, because he says, not showing off like to brag, but like, you know, just showing off how you can apply different things to different places. But he says, la halacha, it's very hard to say that. Who said Tefillah Sederach is dafka din derech? Who came up with the term Tefillah Sederach? That's not a pasuk. The Torah never said the Torah says the word derech by Shiluach HaKan. So if it doesn't fit into the Torah's exact definition of derech, there's no mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan. Good. That's what that Gemara was about. But by Tefillah Sederach, Chazal invented the term Tefillah Sederach. It had to dafka be the kind of derech that's referred to as a biblical derech. No, Lashon Torah l'chud, Lashon Chachamim l'chud. For instance, the Achronim quote. For instance, there's Halach and Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezra, Simen Ayin Vav, Siv Dalid. It's a Gemara in Yivam Samach Beis. The Chayiv Adam Lifkod is Ishto B'Shah Shu Yotzei L'Derech. Then a man has to be with his wife. He has a Chayiv Ona the night before he goes out L'Derech. Or if he's taking a plane trip, the Chayiv doesn't apply. Only if he's taking a trip by donkey or whatever. No, of course not. When the word Derech is not based on a Pasuk, so it's the plain Pashtus is going to be included as well. So the Ragachavar, I think, has been rejected by most other Achronim, but it's still a cool story. There are those that suggest that maybe nowadays, that let's say when you travel in Eretz Yisrael, that Baruch Hashem, Eretz Yisrael is so populated that when you go from one place to another, you don't go through that much area where you're not within striking distance of a city. You're not within, driving. There are cities along the sides of the highways as you drive. So there are those that thought that maybe you should say Tefillah Sederach B'li Shem Malchus, to leave out Shem Malchus when you're traveling within Eretz Yisrael. However, Rav Vazner writes in the Tshuva in Shevet Alevi, Chelek Yud, Simon Chaf Aleph, that he doesn't think that that's correct. He says, you're not going to those cities. You're going to a city that's much further away. So the fact that there are cities nearby as you're traveling, if you're traveling on a highway, he thinks you could still say Tefillah Sederach with Shem Malchus. There is a Machlokus Rishonim, Rashi and the Bahag. Rashi quotes both himself and the Bahag on that Gemara in Brachos. At what point in the trip is it too late to say Tefillah Sederach? Rashi says that once you've already traveled to Parsa, it's too late. The Bahag says, no, once you only have less than a Parsa left, it's too late. But I don't care how much you traveled, if you still have a big Derech ahead of you, it's not too late. What's the Svara for Rashi? That once you've traveled to Parsa, it's too late? What do you mean? You have a big road ahead of you. Why shouldn't you say Tefillah Sederach? So it seems to be fundamental machlokas rishonim into what the chiyuv of Tefillah Sederach is. Is Tefillah Sederach din in Netilas Rishus? That you have to, before you go anywhere, you take Rishus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? take leave of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in which case it's too late after you go to Parsa. That would be Rashi's view. Or still sit there with just a tefillah, save me, because I'm going to be in a dangerous situation coming up. In which case, it shouldn't make a difference how much you've already traveled. As long as you still have a significant amount left to travel, you would still have to say Tzvil Sederach. We're machmir. We're machmir to try to be careful to say it as early as possible. There's machlokas aposkim, no sekelim in the Shulchan Aruch, how early that's supposed to be. Magen Avraham in the Taz, whether you have to wait till you're outside of the city, or you could even say it when you're in the city. I think the minhag of many gedolim, I know Rav Shechter says in the name of Salvechik this way, they say in the name of Chazanish this way, that we say as when you're planning on intercity travel, even while you're still in the city, you can say Tzvila Sederach. If you, or at the very least, right when you leave the city. But if you wait till you're like in the middle of nowhere, so then it really might be too late. You try not to risk that. So the Tzvila Sederach should be done early in the trip. On the airplane, it seems almost all the poskim say that the best thing to do is to say the Tzvila Sederach, like we said before, on the runway, because that's before the trip actually really happens, but you're already out of your house and you're already out of the city, so to speak. So that would be an ideal. That's one of those unique situations where you actually have a very clear ideal time to say the Tefila Sederach. So, but that's the basic kli of a Tefila Sederach. In terms of how far you have to travel, so it's really not so clear. Meaning, it's not clear the whole idea of a parsa. So is that a time? Is that a distance? It's machlokas aposkim. Meaning nowadays we can travel much greater distances in much shorter times. But pashtus is that it's if you're going from one city to another and there's space in between, so that's already something that's going to require a tefillah sederach if it's a significant trip. Yeah.